With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Two more cases of the bird flu have been reported in Iowa. One site in Taylor County is in a flock of commercial layer chickens. The other site is in Jones County in a mixed species backyard flock. There have now been 11 cases of the bird flu reported in Iowa since October 20th. Iowa is the nation's leading egg producer, and egg farms tend to have the most birds. The USDA this week projected corn yields in Iowa will average about 200 bushels per acre. The yield prediction would match the state's corn yields last year, but would be short of the 204 bushel per acre record set in 2021. If the yield prediction holds true, Iowa farmers will produce more than 2.5 billion bushels of corn for grain. Iowa soybean yields are expected to average 58 bushels per acre, the same as what was predicted last month. That would be shy of the 2021 state record of 63 bushels per acre. Iowa farmers are projected to produce more than 570 million bushels of soybeans, the second most of any state. Another potential federal government shutdown looms in less than a week, and Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of New Hartford predicts there will not be an agreement reached by November 17th, so another stopgap measure will be required to again extend the deadline. Grassley, a Republican, says progress is being made in both chambers.
I think the House of Representatives will pass most of their 12 appropriation bills. Obviously, the Senate has passed four, I think, so far. And although we passed them as one bill, but four grouped together.
Mike Johnson, who was elected as the new House Speaker on October 25th, less than a month after the Senate passed the House stopgap bill to avoid a government shutdown, pushing the deadline to November 17th. Grassley is certain the budget work won't be finished by then.
We're not going to get this process done by November 17th, so we'll have a continuing resolution. And about the only debate, will the continuing resolution take us through, let's say, mid-December, or will it be extended till mid-January? That's about the only difference.
During an interview in late September, Grassley said it was idiocy to be going through this process again with threatened shutdowns, but an accord on spending remains elusive in November.
For the first time since at least 2018, and we didn't do a very good job in 2018, but at least we passed some individual appropriation bills besides one that grouped a lot of them together at the end of the year. Since then, we've had an omnibus appropriation bill just hardly before Christmas Eve to keep government funding.
A government shutdown would impact millions of federal workers, though many others would be forced to work without pay. In the past, they've always gotten back pay once the government restarts, but Grassley says there's no guarantee that would happen. The Butler County Board of Supervisors this week approved a resolution that sets out the pay for township clerks and township trustees. Township trustees are compensated at $30 per meeting. Township clerks are compensated at a total of $300 a year for their duties. The resolution approved by the Butler supervisors calls to establish an hourly rate of $13.50 when the trustees and clerks are engaged in official business outside of the previously established rates. In other business, the Butler County Board of Supervisors viewed the public annual report on the opioid public funds the county has received of $45,573.10 to date from court settlements. The total projected over 15 years will be $209,000. Monday, the Missouri City Council will hold a public hearing concerning a bid letting for the properties at 206 Delaware Street and 338 3rd Street. Will then consider sale of the said properties. The Missouri Council will also meet with the city's insurance agent, Joey Dickman. The Missouri City Council meets Monday 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. The AGWSR School Board Monday will discuss an early retirement policy and will discuss the procedures for hiring coaches. The AGWSR Board meets Monday at 7 p.m. at the District Office Boardroom in Ackley. And the Automotive Technology Program at NIAC in Mason City has received ASE Training Program reaccreditation by the ASE Education Foundation. NIAC's Automobile Technology Program will continue to be accredited with a Master Automobile Service Technology designation the top accreditation possible. To achieve this recognition, the school's automotive training program underwent a rigorous evaluation by the ASC Education Foundation. Nationally accepted standards of excellence in areas such as instruction, facilities, and equipment were used. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.